Summer News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The heads of tech giants such as Meta, X, and TikTok appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee today over concerns about how the platforms affect children. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says parents should play a significant role when it comes to social media platforms for their kids.
Parents should have the final say on what apps are appropriate for their children and shouldn't have to upload their ID every time. That's what app stores are for. We also support setting industry standards on age-appropriate content and limiting signals for advertising to teens to age and location and not behavior.
But committee ranking member Lindsey Graham says Meta and other social media companies have blood on their hands.
Social media companies, as they are currently designed and operate, are dangerous products. They're destroying lives, threatening democracy itself. These companies must be reined in, or the worst is yet to come.
Conservatives are concerned about news. Some 25,000 Chinese nationals made their way across the southern U.S. border last year.
Representative Mike Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on China and says he's heard the reports.
I think it's a massive national security risk.
Gallagher says he's yet to hear back from intelligence officials as to whether this is an economic migration or something much more dangerous.
Anytime you're dealing with military-age males on that scale from our primary foreign adversary, you have to assume that there is a national security risk involved.
Gallagher was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Meanwhile, FBI Director Chris Wray has told House lawmakers that Chinese government hackers are busily targeting critical infrastructure inside the United States, including water treatment plants, the electrical grid, and transportation systems. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 317 points. This is SRN News. Parents' rights groups around the country are rebelling against the diversity, equity, and inclusion curriculums being installed in public schools.
The problem with the word equity is that it's not the same as equality. Equality is equal treatment under the law, and equity is expecting every person to have the same outcome, which is impossible.
Sherry Few is president of the United States Parents Involved in Education.
They think they have to hold down white children and classify them as oppressors, and the minority children are classified as oppressed. So this whole Marxist theory of oppressor versus oppressed is being taught in early grades, and it is dividing children, it is dividing our country.
She says parents need to find out exactly what their kids are learning in school. There's more information at USPIE.org. This is SRN News. New Mexico is teaming up with Google.
The drought-stricken state is teaming up with Google to hunt for leaky water pipes using satellites. State officials have rolled out a 50-year plan for addressing dwindling drinking supplies. 70% of all treated drinking water because of breaks and leaks in old infrastructure. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham warns that New Mexico will likely have 25% less water available in five decades. John Scott reporting.
A large study ties contaminated drinking water at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune to an expanded range of cancers. Federal health officials released the study Wednesday. The study found military personnel stationed at U.S. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune from 1975 to 1985 had at least a 20% higher risk for a number of cancers, including lung, breast, throat, esophagus, and thyroid. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.